This is a tip for Grand Theft Auto. If you want money, beat up the people that have fancy clothes.
Eli is 8 years old. Technically speaking, he shouldn't know anything about Grand Theft Auto, the incredibly violent and incredibly popular video game. First of all, his mother has totally forbidden him from playing it. Secondly, stores aren't allowed to sell or rent this game to anyone under 17. It's restricted, and no one knows the video game rating system better than Eli.
C for early childhood, E for everyone, T for teen, M for mature, and I'm not sure if there's A for adult.
What does that mean, mature or adult? I don't know much about it.
Like violent, with sex and nudity.
I ask Eli if he understands why Grand Theft Auto is off limits to him.
Yeah, you can pick up strippers.
If you had a kid, would you let your kid play it?
No.
Knowing why he shouldn't be allowed to play restricted games doesn't stop Eli from wanting to play them. If anything, it just makes him want them more, to the point of obsession. Consider how Eli was able to afford his expensive video game system in the first place.
I saved up for like 2 years. I used massages and...
Hold on, wait a second. Your mom pays you to give her back rubs?
Yeah. $2 for 15 minutes. One thing that my mom likes, I like to do. I play with her hair.
It's weird to think that the same sweet little kid who braided his mom's hair for 2 years was only doing so in order to play games in which he blowtorches civilians and steals their cars. Not that he's been able to, until today. I make a deal with his mom, Debbie. She'll let me rent whatever violent, offensive, forbidden video games Eli and his brother Joseph want, as long as they agree to have a thoughtful discussion about the games afterwards. Debbie knows her kids will eventually get their hands on these games if they try hard enough. Her hope is that maybe at least they'll think about what the games are about and not just accept everything that's thrown at them. Ultimately, she's hoping to teach her boys that there are better things in life than video games. It's like she always tells them.
Things don't make us happy. Doing things makes us happy.
Is it true?
No.
Do things make you happy?
Yes, things and money.
I played a lot of video games too as a kid. When the first Nintendo system hit the market in 85, it started a phenomenon. I was 8, the perfect age to get totally swept up in the hysteria. My bike gathered dust in the garage. At recess, my friends and I would stay inside and trade gaming tips. I even dreamed in Nintendo. According to Eli's brother Joseph, not much has changed.
If we're playing, it's like, usually it's our choice when to stop. Like, we don't play for that long. Eventually your hands get blisters on them, and it's all sweaty and hard to use. But they made these, like, sweat-proof controllers, and they have fans in them to, like, dry off your sweat so it won't slip. That would be very, very useful.
Soon we're at the neighborhood rental store. Eli and Joe are disappointed to find that all 3 copies of Grand Theft Auto have been rented out. But there are a ton of other restricted games to choose from. I haven't kept close track of video games since I was 13, so I'm pretty surprised to see titles like this.
Playboy the Mansion.
Slip into the slippers of Hugh Hefner and build the fabulous Playboy Empire. Live the ultimate fantasy lifestyle and oversee photo shoots with beautiful women.
What game was that beside on the shelf?
Star Wars Lego.
The boys spend a long time studying the dozens of video games available for rent. I have a look around too, and I'm surprised by how much video games have changed since I was a kid. The truth is, they're way cooler. My old 8-bit Nintendo games took place in dinky little two-dimensional worlds with clunky animation and annoying beepy soundtracks. Today's games are fully 3D. The camera swoops all around. It's like you're watching a high-budget action movie in which you control every lifelike motion of the hero. The worlds you explore are richly detailed. You can go inside any building, interact with any other character. The pumping music comes from real bands, and there are great little touches that let you totally lose yourself in the fantasy, like the sound of your character's own breathing footsteps, and heartbeat as you mow down your enemies. Math homework doesn't stand a chance. These games are awesome. On the other hand, I'm surprised by how little video games have changed in 20 years. Playboy Mansion simulators aside, most of the titles fall into the same four categories: fighting games, shooting games, driving games, or sports games. There are still no good games for girls, and little kids' games still basically suck. It seems that while the technology has advanced a thousandfold, the content has been stuck in the mud. Back at home, the boys tear into their selections. Eli has gone with Mortal Kombat, the infamously gruesome fighting game that lets you rip your opponent's still-beating heart from his chest. Joe's also picked a fighting game, something called Rumble Roses. Rumble Roses, it turns out, involves nearly naked Amazon women beating each other senseless.
I'm a cowgirl!
The game is just shamelessly dumb and pretty lewd. The characters are all stereotyped fantasy girls, naughty nurses and sexy school teachers. I feel pretty weird letting little kids see this stuff. But if they're shocked, you'd never know it. They just think the whole thing is hilarious.
Hey, you hit my booty!
Go! Yes!
My cowgirl butt! Ah!
I guess young boys pretending to be sexy wrestler women in Rumble Roses is really no weirder than young boys pretending to be greased-up, shirtless muscle men in Mortal Kombat.
Stop grabbing my hair! I mean, my lady's hair. Pain! The brutality! Die!
Pretty soon, the virtual world wrestling boils over into old-fashioned, real-world wrestling. Yeah. It's nothing unusual. Just an average round of roughhousing. But if you're looking for a link between video game violence and actual violence, well, here you go.
Yeah, you like that?
Eventually, I decide it's time to calm down and have our thoughtful discussion on the content of video games. But the boys aren't hearing me. They're still bouncing off the walls, practicing their wrestling moves in their Mortal Kombat. There's no trace of the thoughtful kids I chatted with earlier. These are now hyperactive monkey children.
Let's go to the park so we can't kill each other anymore.
After the games have been returned to the rental place, I find myself wondering, would I be better off today had I never played video games? Who knows what might have been if my imagination hadn't been hijacked by Super Mario when I was 8. I'd have had hundreds, probably thousands more hours of childhood. Maybe I'd have gotten into sports and I'd be in better shape now. Maybe I'd have read more books. Or maybe it goes deeper than that. Maybe video games affected me on some basic level, destroying my attention span and filling me with violent, antisocial tendencies.
We beat the crap out of each other.
And that's about it.
We played violent sex nudity video games, and so far, it hasn't done anything.
Eli's little face is now tomato red, and for some reason, he's stripped down to his underwear. If video games aren't to blame, then what, I ask, is?
That's because of you.
For the Sunday edition, I'm Jesse Brown.